Russian physiologist Ivan Pavlo has done a lot of work on reflexes, and in that too, conditioned reflexes, rather the word conditioning or conditioned reflexes is invented by Ivan. Ivan Pavlo was awarded Nobel Prize in Physiology in 1904, and one of his major experiments was on dogs. He worked on dogs for many, many days. There is a dog, and food is kept in front of the dog, and there is saliva. But he did one more thing. There is a dog and food in front. Now he added one more dimension. Whenever the food was kept, a bell was rung. So food, ringing of bell, and saliva in the mouth. He continued to do this for many, many days, 1 or 2 weeks. Food was kept in front, bell was rung, and he saw a dog is salivating. So then on 16th day, food was not kept, but bell was rung, and now there is also saliva. There is no food, but there is subconscious association of ringing of bell and food. This is called conditioned reflex. It has been given a training, or it has become a pattern. So dog is just following that pattern. Emotional pattern, physiological pattern. In the similar way, our mind works like a record player rather than an explorer. We just keep on following patterns. Whatever we are taught, whatever we are trained in childhood, that keeps working quite in spite of ourselves. For example, there is an elephant and is tied with a very thin rope, and the elephant is not trying to break that rope or trying to run away. A passerby was amazed to see this strange thing. He asked the owner of the elephant, "How come the elephant doesn't attempt to run away or break the rope?" The elephant trainer says, "This elephant has been trained since childhood. Earlier, we used a strong rope to tie the elephant. Elephant tried hard in the past to break the rope, but the rope was very strong. And after multiple failed attempts, the elephant came to the conclusion that probably I may not be able to break this rope, so it stopped trying. And then gradually, the strong rope was replaced by a very thin rope. Even though the rope is thin, an elephant can break it at any time, but elephant doesn't make attempt to do that. Why? Because the elephant thinks it is the same strong rope and I cannot break it. So it has become a subconscious pattern in the mind of that elephant." Now this is a very deep story, an extremely deep aspect of our mind which we need to understand. On the first day of this series, we saw courage to not know. Second day, we saw dropping the borrowed truths. Third day, we saw seeing but without conclusion, nishkarsh, without judgment. Today, we will see about unconditioning the mind. The mind is already conditioned. A program has already been created. And it is just following that program. It is just following that pattern. It is an unconscious following of that pattern. It is an habit which has been created. There is no question of awareness or mindfulness there. It is not to realize, it is not to break the rope. Because conditioning is more powerful than the rope for the elephant. It is only to realize that the rope is unreal. It is only to realize that rope is very weak. We can take yet another example of a man who is locked up in a room. He tries to open the door, but the door is locked from outside. He keeps trying to open the door for many, many days. After that, he gives up trying. Or he is trying once in a while. But every time the rope is, the door is closed. Then one day, somebody opens the door. But the man is not trying. he's inside the room, locked. Somebody tells him, why don't you open the door? He says, no, I can't. I tried. Now, trying is the pattern which is stored in the subconscious. I have tried it. It has not worked. So, we are the creature of habits. In our childhood, somebody told us, you are intelligent. Somebody told us, you are fool. You don't know anything. And we accepted that, giving rise to ego or inferiority complex. We did something good and we were praised. We did something wrong and we were scolded. So we tried to do good and please everyone, forgetting, who am I really? So the most important thing is to understand, it is not about becoming rebel or rebellious and trying to break all the system, the patterns, or to be disrespectful. It's about seeing things as they are. It's about seeing with naked eyes the truths. We have moved away from realities because of this blind following, because of this blind obedience, because of this repetitive blind obedience. And then we justify. We react. Somebody praises, we expand. Somebody criticizes, we shrink. Somebody talks against, so there is an emotional upset. Somebody praises, elation, happiness. And that is happening unconsciously. Suddenly you are made to stand and give a speech. You see thousands of faces and a wave of fear runs down the spine and you become silent. It's an unconscious reaction. So if you observe yourself throughout the day, there are many things which we do, they are arising just out of habit. It's an unconscious actions. There is some or other association. Whenever we give any justification, that is also an attempt to prevent, to defend ourselves. Whenever we are in threat, we become fearful. We suspect threat from some person, from some event. And there is a wave of consternation within us. That intrepid spirit goes away. All the knowledge fades away. Because there is a deep subconscious pattern. There is a fear which was there in the childhood. And that emerges again. We are carrying deep-seated emotional hurts. A child is told from his childhood, you are hopeless, you don't know anything. You are hopeless, you don't know anything. So the child tries to make lot of mischiefs, at least to grab the attention of parents. Because there is always a comparison with his elder brother or sister. The child is told, oh, your brother is so intelligent. You are not. Child is told, your sister's handwriting is so good, yours is not. You never get a good GPA, good marks. Your sister always gets good mark. And he is constantly hammered. You are hopeless, you are not good, you are not intelligent. Child loses hope. He doesn't want to perform anything. And now he becomes more and more mischievous in order to attract the attention of his parents. Then any number of scoldings have no effect on him. He becomes a spoiled brat. This is how the conditioning work. A pattern, a programming, a conditioning, a same thought, a repetition of the activity. A man was caught drinking wine in public. Public drinking. He was in front of the judge. Judge asked, why you are drinking in public and creating ruckus? The man said, usually I never drink the whole bottle. I always drink half quarter. So why you drank whole bottle? He said, I lost the cap of the wine bottle. I lost the cork. So now, there is wine bottle, there is a cork, and there is a situation. And there is one habit that he drinks very little, but now this is a subconscious habit and an excuse and a reason. Now the cork is lost, so I need to finish the bottle. So it's again a pattern, an unconscious habit. So there is something, a trigger came from outside and it triggered the old pattern, the old habit. A man is in love with some person and that person is rejected. Now this man is married and is living a happy life and it's almost 10-20 years and suddenly that old person comes in between. So old memories, old pattern, the old love awakens again. Now there is a gap of 20 years, he has his own children. And that person is also married and she has also children. But the old pattern, the old love, the old conditioning arises. So just observe yourself. How do you react? The reaction is coming from some pattern or awareness. Whenever we give excuses, how do we excuse ourselves? Somebody vilifies you, somebody criticizes you. What we do? We want to defend ourselves. So from where that defense comes? Today's sutra is about unconditioning the mind. It's not about whether it is a religious conditioning or emotional conditioning, mental conditioning, societal conditioning, anything. Just see. So there are two methods to do this. One is pause method, another is watch method. Whenever you are about to react, just pause for a few seconds, maybe just 30 seconds and see what I am going to do. Another method is watch. Watch the pattern. The moment you become angry, a moment before that anger, 1 second, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. What triggered that anger? And know that all reactions are temporary, anitya. They go away. You are just reacting out of pattern. The moment we give any excuses, why are you late? So we invent a reason. And we decorate it with Srimat, with words of Gyan, and present it nicely on the platter so that it becomes accepted by the Brahmin family and is called justified. So we become a certified and declared true BK. So that not a scratch is made on our image. So we try to justify, we try to defend, we try to protect that image. But in doing this, we are no more ourselves. We have moved away from the center and we have reached the periphery. At the center, we don't have to prove anything. At the center, we are what we are, relaxed. The periphery is perilous. It's so tricky. It is so risky. So justifications. It is not that I'm not saying to not to give, justify. But watch that justification. Pause and see the reactions. Pause and see. Watch and see. This seeing is meditation. This conscious seeing is meditation. There was a goat, small goat, kid goat, baby goat, drinking water from a river. Suddenly a lion comes. It's a morning time and goat is the perfect breakfast. But lion has to be respectful. So lion says, "Oh, you goat, why are you making the water dirty?" The kid goat says, "Uncle, you are above, I am below. The water is flowing from you to me. How can I make your water dirty?" So lion has some other intention. He says, "You are so disrespectful, you don't know how to talk with your elders also. Seniors, is this your respect? Yesterday your father was also talking with me and he was insulting. Your whole family doesn't know how to respect seniors." The baby goat says, "Uncle, my father already died long back." Lion says, "Now you want to argue with me?" And he pounces upon the goat and kills the goat. So he tries to be respectful. He tries to show good behavior on the surface, while the intention is to kill. So this is how the patterns we have, unconscious patterns. It is to realize, even if you imagine something, imagination and doing, the same chemical reactions happen in the body. If you visualize something, something tempting, the same chemical reactions will happen in the body. The same pattern would be created. That's why visualization and imagination are so powerful. Sensual fantasies they create the same chemical reactions in the body as the real act. So, how do we uncondition the mind? So, the first method is pause method. So, before every reaction, just pause even few seconds. This pause, this stoppage, will change many things. Suddenly a lion comes in front of you or a bear comes in front of you, you are afraid. So there is a reaction of fright, fear. So different chemicals are secreted. Suddenly your old friend comes and you feel joyful. So different chemicals are released. Just watch these reactions. So the first method is pausing and second method is to watch. Just keep watching yourself. Doing nothing, just watching. This conscious watching is meditation. This could be a very small act, but if done with awareness, everything becomes meditation. You sit, you listen something, someone. That listening itself can become meditation. If you do it with that awareness, I, the soul, am listening. It's not about any person. I am listening. A new understanding, a new dimension, a new vision, something new. I want to know. I want to learn. So when the very intention is of learning, the person from whom you learn becomes less important and learning becomes prominent. And when there is an intention that this person is fool, he cannot teach me, he doesn't know anything. Then no matter, even if he tells very deep secrets, your eyes are closed, your perception is closed, you can't see anything. If somebody has filled your mind with negativity about somebody, your mind is already biased that this person is bad. So no matter how many virtues you see in that person, there is already a preloaded bias that this person is bad. So you will not be able to see anything, any goodness in that person. So it's all about seeing the pattern. It's not about taking sword in the hand and fighting with the habits. It's not about fight, it's about seeing them. So that we are able to see the reality as it is, calling spade a spade, without any mixture, without any preconditioning. Truth will bloom in its full-fledged glory when we watch, when we see, when we are witness, when we are sakshi. When we are detached observer, what disturbs me, what doesn't disturb me, what gives joy and what gives irritation. Somebody comes and irritates you. It is not that person. It's your preconceived idea. You are sleeping and somebody is making voices, noise. You feel disturbed. But you go and watch. On the railway station, the trains are going, there is so much noise. But some people are sleeping there, nicely, also snoring, undisturbed. But in our room, if somebody comes and ons the light, we get disturbed. Somebody goes in the washroom and makes noises of the buckets, we are disturbed. Somebody's mobile rings and we are disturbed. Why? Because we have in our mind that this is disturbance. For a beggar who is sleeping on the footpath, there is no disturbance. Vehicles are coming and going. Horns are there. But he is undisturbed. Why? So there is something. Every man's reaction is different. So, there is a deep subconscious pattern which has been created in the childhood and we are just following it blindly. The method is pause. The method is to watch. Don't come to conclusion. Don't have guilt feeling. Oh, I did this wrong. Mistakes become hurts and guilt. Watch even your mistakes and your everything. Okay, this and this happened. Somebody is eating fruits and suddenly he eats cooked food and there is a guilt consciousness. Watch even that guilt. Just watch this watching, this witnessing, this seeing is meditation.
Old maps burn bright, fade out into night. Have the laws put down, silence now, no sound. Break down, loving, fights turning, stripping, fresh air, walls break wide away. Break down, loving, soul burning. Blank slate. Zero point, start again. Unknown will, unknown will, just a new light. Morning comes, pure white. Just blow new sea.